Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Brian is still not curious because Brian is in Canada. But I have some amazing, amazing curious souls in studio today. So if you're going to see, and if you've been on our Facebook Live, and gosh, thanks for tuning in. Like, people actually like watching the show and like engaging with the show. And thank you. And we're now on Instagram, the Being Curious Show. Like, who knew? Just kidding. Okay. Mary Newstrom's back from Zenith High. Like that. Hi. You want to let's because the last couple shows we haven't given you space to talk about Zenith High. So like jump on like
well,
just go for it.
And people may remember this from the other shows I've been on. But I do a lot of workshops with dimensional travel. I'm a shamanic practitioner, teacher, have a multi-year school for shamanism for women. And the thing is, too, is that I'm taking people to Peru to work with my shaman. So if you're interested, I still have space available. But
when is that?
It's in July, mid-July, but next year too. But, you know, people should consider that. And having a lot of fun co-hosting the show and hanging out with Kelly and the guests. I'm glad to be here.
And we've learned a lot about Sedona today and Egypt and higher consciousness. It's been kind of a flowy day. To let everyone know that we do tape some shows ahead of time in batches just to like just for logistics. And I spontaneously asked Mary after one of our first shows, like, you want to stay on and co-host? And she's like, sure. So it's been really, really great.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason we're here, actually, we have Leah Marie. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, I'm going to get you closer to the mic. I didn't do my proper...
closer to
the mic. You don't want to eat the mic, but you want to be close to it.
Okay.
Okay. And you are with Present Wholeness Healing Center in Avery, Wisconsin.
Avery
is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, there's no... Is there an Avery, Wisconsin?
I don't know.
Okay. It's an Amory, everyone. Let's not listen to Kelly, because... I was so proud I said your name right, but I said that your town wrong. So everybody in Amory, hi, I'm so sorry that I said that about...
And also Let's Rock Shop.
Let's Rock Shop. Okay, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
You want to introduce yourself? Because you're going to do a much better job than I did.
My name is Leah Marie Dunham, and I am a Reiki master teacher and an intuitive healer. I have a metaphysical store and rock shop in Amory, Wisconsin.
Not Avery.
No. It could be Avery, but not today.
Not today. Absolutely.
There's a lot of things about what we're doing that, I mean, I guess it's pretty much where you're going to want to start.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay. And how long have you been in business with Let's Rock Shop? I love that name, by the way. And by the way, I was going to get it on camera. Look what I got, everybody. It's this beautiful little friend for Kelly. So that's our mascot for today. If you are listening to this on the radio, it's this beautiful quartz crystal that is just amazing. And it's really, really happy. And it wants to be my friend. So, hello.
Nice.
Yeah. How long have you been in business?
We opened our doors in July of last year, but we ended up shutting down for about 6 months and opening then closer to Christmas. So we were actually only been open for about 6 months because I was in AFib from all of the like acceleration in the energy and not being grounded enough, I believe is really what the cause was. So
let's take us there.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Tell us about that.
Oh, well, that's the whole AFib thing?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I guess it's just when you start to raise your vibration, if you aren't doing what you're guided to do, you know, you get taken out. That's been my experience.
Right?
Like, When I was younger and I was not awake, I could fumble around and do all kinds of things to hurt myself, and I wouldn't really have major consequences. Now it's very important for me to stay in line with my purpose and listen to my guidance, because of the vibration, things can unravel quicker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's been my experience. So that's really what it was for me, was that I was out of alignment with the things that I knew that I was supposed to be doing. And when the universe is guiding you in a certain way and you don't listen, when I don't listen, I shouldn't be saying you, because this is my experience. When I don't listen, then I have consequences. Atrial fibrillation was just one of them, and it was a blessing and a gift, because it got me back into what I needed to be doing. And sometimes I just need to be slapped up. I guess that's how I work.
Well, it's funny, is the reason I'm really leaning into it is because I've noticed it with my body and my husband. I mean, just the people around, that if you want to do things that you did in the past, that again, you'd wake up the next morning and you'd be like, oh yeah, I feel fine. I'll just drink a little water and all is good. That forgiveness is not, it's not happening anymore. Right.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a challenge. And it's our human brains shifting into, we need to honor this rather than what I really want to do. But do I really want to do that anymore? I mean, that's the other thing.
Right. Which is true. And I think that for me, so my start was pretty rough. Why I do what I do is because of my start. And that's when I was little, I was, trigger alert, sexually abused repetitively throughout my childhood, and then moved into active addiction and sexual exploitation, and I was human trafficked, and all of those vibrations, like, throughout my existence. Then I got into a space where I couldn't be in my body, so I would use chemicals. It saved my life to be able to get high, I think, at the time. So that frequency and vibration is what I thought was my problem, which has actually turned out to be my gift and my ability to help people, because I have been the IV methamphetamine addict. I have been the little girl. I've overcome all of those things in my life and in layers, like, because in the beginning it's like, okay, I have to admit that I'm sad, you know? And then it's, I get to talk to this therapist. Let's go into the linear, into the, like, the world and how that works. And then all of a sudden, I've transcended it in some ways. And then it goes into, an emotional energy residual of trauma left in my body. And all of a sudden I'm walking through life and I'm experiencing things that are normal for other people. And I'm seeing something through the lens of my trauma. And I think that the world is this crazy place, when in turn, it's these messages that are coming forward that are asking me to heal. And so, I feel like all of my trauma has kind of my superpower now, because it gives me the capacity to love people in situations that a lot of people would judge. And so, I say that a lot, don't I? And so.
Is that what got you into creating your space, your store, doing the healing for other people?
Well, I think I've been doing the healing for people for 17 years, but never as a profession. I was an appliance technician, and I was going into people's homes, and they would need my assistance, and I would just do what I was guided to do. And whenever I would ask Spirit, like, am I supposed to be moving forward with this, I was always a no. But what I realized was it was the final piece that I had to heal before I was no longer the wounded healer and able to actually bring people all the way through it, where I got to integrate those parts of myself that were distorted and affecting me on a daily basis, where I'd be in tears over something that was benign, really. Or I would be driving down the road and see a little girl on her daddy's lap on a lawnmower, and instead of thinking, oh, he's hurting her, be like, wow, they're having a great day. Like, so my perception was clear enough that I could be of assistance. I really wanted to help a lot before that, but I was told no. So, yeah. The rock shop was, it just happened. And I am the girl that walks into a rock shop and goes, what do I need? Like, oh, this is what I need. And I pick it out and I bring it home and I meditate with it and I do what I'm guided to do with it. And then I'll look it up and say, well, what does it do? And then the next time somebody asks me, well, what does that do? I'll be like, I don't know, because I don't remember those kinds of details. So the rock shop itself was like, I'll do what you're telling me to do, and I'm going to follow through with this because it's what I'm guided to do, but I have no idea why I'm doing a rock shop. But it really actually has become the gateway for the healing center, because people come in and are like, I'm just coming in to see what you guys are doing, and I don't know why I'm here. I get a lot of that, where people come in that need help and need assistance, but wouldn't walk into a healing center. So,
but the walk-in, because it's crystals and
it's
rocks.
It's crystal rocks. It's like, yeah, so it's made it. And my husband has really gotten very good at running the rock shop now that I'm shifting more into the healing center, which is great. Did I answer your question?
Totally, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're in a beautiful, smaller community in Wisconsin.
Yes.
So talk about this bright light that's just being like plopped.
So what's really interesting about, I lived in Amory years ago when I was previously married, and I had such a terrible time. Actually, I felt like it was really limited as far as perspective, as far as like-minded people. And now it's amazing when you change your perspective,
right,
how your world changes.
Right.
So in that, I am surrounded by amazing people. The community of people that have come forward that are like-minded is huge out there. I had no idea. Everybody's hiding.
Hello to everybody that's hiding.
Oh, I did not know that there were other people here that believed the things that I believed. You know, I mean, and that's the shop gives us that, you know.
Like, and it's a beautiful drive from the cities to Amory, Wisconsin. I've been there. Nice small town.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's not a bad drive at all.
No. If people are looking for something different.
It's like an hour from Minneapolis. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad at all.
No. You can spend an hour getting from here to like downtown on the wrong at the wrong time.
Yes,
you sure can. Like, oh, my goodness. So how do you just say, and I know we're kind of jumping a little bit and we're wrapping up segment one, but how do you say, okay, I'm going to open a rock shop? Like, you don't just, and I know it's that and the healing center and, but like, and then how do you go find suppliers? And how do you, I mean, like, there's a lot of logistics to doing something like that. And I didn't mean to open such a large can of worms when we only have a minute and a half left. But give us a little touch and a little amuse-bouche to that before we go into the next segment.
Well, I think that the perfect people show up in your life, and you listen to the next right thing, and all of a sudden you're in a shop. It wasn't a plan, I can promise you that. Except for maybe walking by the store and going, oh, wow, that'd be a really cool place to put a rock shop. And then just having the momentum create all kinds of things. I guess when you're walking your path and you're living your purpose, it's amazing what the universe just does. So,
want to add anything to that, Mary?
Ditto.
Well, it's already magical, and what I'm seeing in this room is just such so amazing. But what I want to touch on before we do cut to break is you are having a holistic healing fair July 1st.
Yes.
This is your first one.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I know some of the people that are going to be there. And wow.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. And that's, it's amazing how that's all come through for me. I mean, like, which Jody has like volunteered to come and speak. Like, she's like, I would love to come and support you. And that's, I mean, I guess that's one of the things that I've really appreciated in our community is how everybody is just like, I want to help you succeed and I want to reach the same people. So,
yeah. Okay. It's about collaboration. New energy is all about collaboration. Okay, you guys, we're already done with segment one. This is the Being Curious Show with Mary and Leah Marie. And again, she has an event, the Holistic Healing Fair, July 1st, 2023. We'll dive deeper into the next segment. We'll be right back. And we're back. I love that one. We're like behind the scenes trying to like share on Facebook and do all these little crazy little things. So we thank everyone for riding on this wonderful journey with us. You know, it's all good. Okay. You just have like this. It's just so much fun to be here today. Okay. I'm having such a great, you know, it was really interesting. I knew I was going solo for these shows and for today. And I just was like, I get a little nervous, even though we now officially have 88 shows in the can. Like, oh my gosh, who knew we're going to be clocking to 100. But doing everything alone, we'll just do in air quotes, there's a little anxiety with that, right? And you try to prepare and you try to show up. And we have Patrick. Oh, wait, Patrick shaved his beard off again. Nice job, everybody. Okay, we're going to have to take a picture of Patrick. Call him our master DJ. Now he's getting all embarrassed at me. It's all good. And it's just, I'm surrounded by just amazing people and I'm just sitting in gratitude. So I just want to come back and say thank you. Okay, Holistic Health Healing Fair. Okay, wait, do you want to say anything, Mary?
Nope.
I heard a deep breath in, so I just wanted to know if you were just kind of coming in or not. Okay, playing with my little crystal. It's beautiful. Okay, July 1. So what made you, and I know we have Dominique's Light, and we're going to touch on that, so don't worry about it. We'll give him the space, I promise, because she's partnering with a beautiful charity for this event. And I want to say that you're partnering with this charity as moving forward. This isn't just a hey, we're doing an event, we're going to give you some proceeds. This is something really, really close and near and dear to your heart. And it's threaded. I just see weaved through who you are and your business and what you're bringing to the community. Should we just jump right into Dominique's Light?
I can jump into what and how that kind of transpired.
So
I'm sitting in my studio day after day, and I am in the middle of nowhere, and we are kind of set back. And so we're, like, trying all these new interesting things, like putting signs out, like bifolding signs saying we're open. And everybody that comes into the shop is like, I don't know. I didn't know you were here.
How are your new signs working, by the way?
Better.
Okay, good. That's all I needed to know.
But so, squirrel. So I'm sitting in the shop, and people are coming in. And the people that are coming in are people that need healing and need help. And most of them are not in the financial situation to be able to pay me. And I do what I'm told. And so out of 100 healings, I probably was paid for like 4 of them. No disgruntled anything. That's not about victim anything. It's like, this is what I'm guided to do. Okay. Everything else is going to come some other way. And my friend showed up at the shop, and her name is Rebecca. And I had met her previously on a fluke thing, like some meetup with like-minded people. And she's really quiet. And I had seen her a few other times. And she came in and said, you know, I've been thinking that you might be perfect for us at Dominique's Light to partner with, because part of their mission is to bring holistic healing to people in need. And so we've made this bridge, which gives me the capacity to create classes, retreats, have healing sessions, and we can raise money to provide it for people who don't have enough money. So we have like a sliding scale fee where we charge, you choose $20, $60, or $100 for your Reiki session, what you can pay. And we're going to work on raising the money for to make sure that the shop and the healers that are going to be coming forward. This is not just a me thing. I've already talked to, like, Nancy Radin about creating retreats, and yourself, about creating retreats for women and anybody, really, that is struggling either with mental health or, I mean, we all are. I remember being a single mom with four kids, and the last thing that I could afford was to go and pay somebody $100 to have a Reiki session. I mean, we had to eat. Yeah. So what happens is those kinds of things build momentum and people become overwhelmed and sometimes take their own lives.
Right.
And so Dominic's Light is educating and providing holistic healing for people, as suicide prevention is their mission. So
breathe.
Thank you. Gosh, I can breathe.
Yeah, just breathe. Terry Peterson just came in really quick and just told me, just breathe. Just hello, Terry. Breathe.
Hello, Terry. Yes. Hello, Terry.
Yeah, she's good.
She's amazing.
So let's talk a little bit about Dominic.
Okay. So I did not know Dominic in the physical. It's really interesting because of the way that his family talks about him. I feel like he's like I've known him forever. He was this beautiful, bright light of a human being that loved everybody and wouldn't hurt anything or anyone. He, I believe, had gifts and abilities. He was very, very sensitive. He was an empath, and he was extremely intuitive. And Dominic had a break, either psychically or mentally. We can't be sure of which, but he was wanting holistic healing, and it didn't work out at the time. And so the family knows that it's so super important that people get holistic healing and get put into the right circles at the right times. So that, but when we were starting to organize the classes that she asked me to, she was like, so have you experienced Dominic yet? And I was like, yeah. I was like in my head, like, yeah, I've experienced Dominic. And I had just gotten out of the shower, and I sat down on the edge of my bed. And when his presence came into my room, and it still is very emotional for me, I've never experienced the level of love and compassion and, like, just joy that he brought with him to affirm that what we're doing is exactly what he wants us to do. And I'm humbled and grateful to be able to be a part of carrying on his legacy. To he was the kind of kid that would have, wait, don't leave. Rebecca tells me stories. She's his auntie, where he would be like, you need to take this rock with you. This rock wants to go with you, and you need to take this rock. And that he was always thinking about other people. So did I answer your question?
You did. But I do want to just link the chain a little bit. There's a reason why this is honoring suicide prevention, and the reason is
Dominic took his own life.
Right. Okay. Thank you for.
Yeah.
We jumped. I just wanted to make sure that I honored that. But, I want to honor it. And how long has he been gone off the earth plane?
I believe it's 5 years.
Okay.
I'm not the detail girl. Nope. Usually I don't remember details.
Today's not about details. Don't worry about it.
But at a later date that you will meet them, and they'll be able to tell you all of the beautiful details about the whole process. And so the event is, we are raising money to start doing classes. I already started one of the classes, which was a complete and total download. I asked Rebecca to not pray at midnight for guidance, please, because I'm like up at midnight. Like, like, I don't know what happened, but last night I was like, I got a download at like 12:30 at night. Writing the whole class, like, came in, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I prayed to Dominic to help us figure out what we need to do next. So let's time it so that it's like during the day hours. Right. In the first class is on frequency and vibration.
Okay.
And how, and we're coming in really elementary because what I've experienced, I have teenagers and young adults, and what I've experienced is that they're so sick of being lied to that they don't want to hear anything spiritual in a lot of senses. They're like, oh, that's what you guys believe, you know. So to bring the science of Dr. Emoto's, you know, study with water, you know, this is really a simple way to, like, say, look, it's true. Like, what you focus your intention on changes the molecules. Like, our consciousness has power. And so what we say to ourselves or say to one another affects us.
And didn't Dr. Emoto do a water study?
Yes.
And it was, there was positive water. There was, okay, there are two water bottles and one, did people, they screamed at or shouted? Mary, go for it.
Actually, what it was is words. They put words on the water bottle and positive, negative, and it would have that frequency vibration.
So he did more than one study. He did the one where he just put the words on, and then he also did a study where people would send their emotion to. He did all kinds of them. He also did a study where he put water in a vault in California and had people in Tokyo send love to the water in an electromagnetically sealed vault, and it changed the molecular structure of the water from Tokyo. But these are the things that I'm bringing forward in my class because I'm just opening up to people to recognize that they're energy, right? And this is a three-part series. I haven't gotten the download for the second class yet, which is perfectly fine because it will come at the perfect moment.
12:30. No, I'm just kidding.
You never know.
Yeah.
12:30 p.m.
Let's go p.m.
Yeah.
But a.m. is like just kind of inconvenient. Let's do the p.m.
Right. Right. It worked out.
And then when are you going to kick off this class?
Oh, we're already doing it.
Oh, of course.
I've already done two. I'm running it every Wednesday night through June.
Okay.
And then July we'll go into the next one, but it's going to be a three-part series. Eventually I want to do them like Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of a week so people can come once a week to each class or whatever. But we're also creating day retreats and weekend retreats for people. We have so many ideas. And the best part about the whole thing is that I get to partner with other people.
Right.
So it's people like you guys that are going to come forward. And we're going to make sure that that it's a win-win for everybody. So we want our trainers and our teachers and our healers to be compensated so that this is something that we can do ongoing for people. But so for the class is a free will offering, and it's just amazing. I get a mom that calls me or sends me a message and says, can I come to this celebration? My daughter's struggling with mental health issues. And I'm like, well, of course you can. And she shows up, and this little girl helps me build a crystal grid in the backyard. And her mom's sobbing because for the first time she's laughing and smiling in a long time. And those are things that make it all worth it, right? Like, you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing when you don't have to put an ad out and they show up at your door and they're exactly the people that you're being guided to help. So, it's been a ride.
You have a lot of that happening with Spirit Flow, don't you? Like the right people show up for year one.
Yeah, the Spirit Flow is my shamanic study program for women, and you're absolutely right. It's the right women show up that want to really examine who they are and their frequency and how they what their spirituality is in this world as well. Yeah.
That's really powerful. What are the some of the takeaways now that you've done this this class a couple times? I can just see you at the end of the class or the experience and sitting back and just smiling. What are some of those experiences that you've had just over the last couple of weeks with kicking this off?
Well, you know, I mean, it's like anything that you do that's new. I mean, as we're like, are you sure we want me to do this? Like, I'm supposed to be doing this, okay? And then and we second guess ourselves and get nervous, like you're talking about your show.
Oh, yeah.
And coming on by yourself.
And Hi, Brian.
I was like, you know,
sure.
Like holding my breath, walking into the class. I think that one of the best takeaways I could say is that the people that are meant to show up do.
Yeah.
And that sometimes it's even just one person, and that the shifts that happen, like something that I think is kind of benign because I've been enmeshed in the spiritual information for my whole life, like some small key can like change somebody's perspective or give them validation to know that what they're feeling is valid and true. I don't know. It's just – I think that that's probably –
It sounds like it's very satisfying for you.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like I'm seeing a lot of your little girls being healed by doing this as well. I know that sounds crazy, Kelly, but it just they're just there and they're just honored. They're just honored to
My
be a part
girls.
Of it. Your little girls.
Yep.
So I'm sorry. You at 6 and 8 and 13 and 15 and when you were going through some of your life experiences, they get to come forward and be a part of this and with their purpose and that healing. It's just that's just what I keep like you won't leave me alone for everything that
you
I'm
know,
seeing with
true.
It.
It's true, and that's actually the piece that I had to transcend to be able to come forward and do it professionally was I had to integrate those parts.
So. That's okay, you guys. That was 2 segments. Can you believe it? I know. It's fantastic. Okay, we're going to jump deeper into the next segment and to the Holistic Healing Fair July 1st in Amory, Wisconsin.
Nice.
I did it. I know. We're a big girl now. Being Curious Show with Leah Marie and Mary. We'll be right back. Bing. I can't sing, so I saved it, but it didn't work. Oh, well. Hi. Guess what, everybody? We're back. Being Curious Show with Leah Marie and Mary. We're in studio. Brian's in Canada still. I think so. Well, he'll be back sometime soon. I'm playing with my little crystal. I'm very, very excited. And we are going to wrap up our amazing show and segment. And we're going to be talking about this Holistic Healing Fair July 1st. And I have a feeling this might be the first of its kind for your community. Am I right with that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, so bring us to the day. Tell us what it's about. Because we're going to get in the car and drive from all areas. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to expect on July 1?
So July 1st is...
It is the 4th of July weekend, which is like, ah!
Yeah, it's the 4th of July weekend, but we live in a resort community, so we're hoping that that the people are like, we're going to be on the lake for 5 days, so we might as well go do something else.
What time does it open up?
10 in the morning.
10, okay.
It will open up at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we have speakers, the first speaker being Sean Curtis herself, the Dominic's mother is going to be talking about Dominic and Dominic's light, which is such a blessing for us. And then it'll segue into me about the classes and the retreats and stuff that we are creating, as well as a little bit on frequency and vibration. Everin Ryu, who is a cosmic astro shamanic practitioner.
Say that 10 times fast.
I know.
Like, oh my goodness.
She was trained as a cosmic shaman, but has through her journeys become an astro because astrology and the stars are definitely in her.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have a shaman in the house. What is a cosmic shaman?
I think we're going to have to ask her, but I would think that it's a with this more connection with the stars and the planets.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, sweet. Okay.
And she's going to be talking about energy, our energy systems and chakras.
Okay.
And then we're going to have Alicia Ayala is her name.
That's a beautiful name.
Right?
You said it much better than I would have.
I tried. It's like, trust me, in practicing her name, it was very, very scary. She's a transformational life coach for women. She was a CEO of this big company and, like, was looking at becoming president and realized through mentoring women in that industry and how hard it is to climb the corporate ladder that her passion really was helping women. And she walked away from it all and started her coaching.
Wow.
So her talk is about resiliency. She has one heck of a story as well. And then Witch Jody. This is great. This is the best part.
Anything's possible when Witch Jody's in the house.
Right. So Witch Jody Jacobson is coming to speak about whatever comes to her.
Yeah.
Originally it was going to be herbalism. And I was like, she came to the shop and I'm like, how about you just talk about what you're guided to talk about? Because it will morph. And then Alyssa Sunshine. She is an intuitive rebirth practitioner, hypnotherapist, entrepreneur, retreat facilitator, and a soul evolutionist.
I'm learning, like, all of these different modalities that I didn't
totally.
Know about. Like, right?
Very unique. Very unique lineup. And sounds spectacular, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's I've attended some of her classes, and vibrationally, this girl is off the charts. She is going to end the segment with radical self-love. She's doing a tack on radical self-love.
Wow. Okay.
So, and what time does the festival or fair go till?
It goes from 10 to 5, and then at 5 o'clock we're going to light a bonfire, and I've invited all of the vendors, which are lots of healers, readers, shamanic practitioners, angel readers. I mean, we've got every kind of metaphysical modality, sound healers to come and do a bonfire after the event.
Yeah.
So I told them to bring their drums and their lawn chairs. So we're going to go from that to the backyard at 5 o'clock. Everybody's invited as well to have a bonfire and hang out and, like, just integrate everything that happened throughout the day. I think that that's one of the coolest things about the space that we have is we have a nice big field where people can bring their lawn chairs and hang out for the day. Three Chiefs fry bread truck. Yeah. Fry bread.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Three
what's
Chiefs.
What's fried bread?
Oh my God, Kelly.
I'm a chubby girl, and I haven't discovered
you
fried
haven't
bread.
Had it?
You
what?
Never had fry bread?
No. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, my love. It's an indigenous. It's an indigenous bread.
I believe deep fried. It's not very good for you. Actually, the best thing is when they make a taco out of it too.
They do make tacos and hamburgers.
Yeah.
And like,
yeah. So yeah. No, it's
bread.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah. So those guys are coming, and we stopped and sampled their food, and I'm telling you that it's definitely well worth it.
I'm on a drive just for the fried bread. Like y'all are great, but, like, you just said fried bread. Like, I've got to explore
fried
that.
And bread
fried and bread together. Doing a happy dance as I'm drinking my green sludge from Athletic Greens. Wish it was fried. Okay, let's go beyond fried bread. You've got all these amazing things, and I'm like, fried bread.
Yes.
Fried bread.
Lots of rocks, lots
okay.
of minerals.
Okay.
There will be, you betcha, beverages.
Nice.
And
gotta love the Carpe Diem friends.
Yes.
Give them a little shout out.
Absolutely. Food, readings, speakers.
Fried bread.
Drumming, dancing, bubbles. We're going to bring bubbles for the kids.
You got to have bubbles.
Painting their little faces.
Yeah.
Lots of butterflies.
Chalk.
Chalk. Oh, I don't know about that.
Gotta get some chalk.
I'll write that down.
Write it down. I have a stash of chalk. I'll bring it if you want me to.
Right.
You gotta have chalk. But you gotta have a smooth surface to put the chalk.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay, then, cool. That's probably why you weren't worried about the chalk. Like, right?
Huh. Yeah, no, we don't.
Like, you're like, oh, no, I don't. Okay, so it sounds like a very full day.
Yes.
Sounds like amazing. And then how many practitioners and Some people call them vendors, and most people do. I call them partners. So how many partners are you bringing in for this day?
So far, there's 20.
That's a good amount.
Yeah. And hopefully next year we'll have it go around the circle in the backyard. I was just like,
yeah,
let's keep it simple. There's a learning curve on trying to accomplish all this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And it's so funny because I have some of the ladies that put on the events that are coming as vendors, and they're like, we're so proud of you. You're doing so good. And I'm like, oh, you know, don't you? You know how much work and how much time, effort, and energy it takes to, like, accomplish this.
And is this going to be inside and outside or just outside?
Outside.
Okay.
I mean, my store will be open.
It's right.
And that's inside. And the studio will be open as well. So if people need to get quiet and get cool or...
What happens if it, you know, let's hope it doesn't, but what happens if it rains?
Don't say those words.
If it rains, rain or shine.
Rain or shine. Okay, so people should just show up because rain or shine. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
As long as it's nobody's in danger, we're going to just keep moving through it.
Yeah.
We're not going to.
We did Art on the Edge last year, so it's also going to be this year, July 22nd. And we had all four seasons in one day.
Wow, like snow and...
Well, we didn't have snow, but it felt like it. But it was really cool. Talk about like energy and beautiful practitioners. We had people, and whether you believe this or not, everybody, that's totally cool. We're just going to suspend your belief of whatever. But like, it was like Sesame Street, and there was dark clouds that way, dark clouds that way. But like every over our little street, it rained a little bit. But like you were seeing some crazy weather all around. But like we were totally safe, and it was so. We're going to do that for you as well.
That's awesome. When I studied with a Mayan shaman named Magdala Ramirez, and we did a ceremony on the top of the hill in Arkansas on the top of the mountain, and the skies parted and went around us for the whole thing. But I mean, it was major storms, like just outside of our circle. It was amazing. So it happens. We're just going to part the skies.
It totally happens. My husband and I were married in Maui on a cliff, and we had a shaman before I knew what a shaman was. Can you see me just showing up being like the lady's like, oh, we have a Hawaiian shaman that'll marry you. And I'm like, that sounds cool. Like, rock on. Seriously. Like, that's Kelly in her 20s. And we're on this cliff and the weather is coming in and the chairs are blowing over and everyone just kind of stands. And Puani does this call out to the gods of aloha. And it is the coolest chant, call, whatever you want to call it. And we had a double rainbow. Wow. And there's a picture of my husband saying to my mom, because my grandmother would come back to us in rainbows or remind us of the rainbows, right? And there's a picture of my husband, like, in the middle of the ceremony, pointing to my mom to look up and to see the double rainbow. And he does the call out, and the clouds come in, and it just starts. Like, the last picture we took, it just starts pouring. And I had a moment, because I'm 23, and I'm like, you know, they tell you not to like touch your dress and all that stuff, and it's pouring, right? And I have this beautiful lady, and I want to say she was in her 90s, and she appeared out of nowhere, and beautiful little Hawaiian lady, and she just grabs my cheeks and she's, you are so blessed. You are so blessed. And I just in a moment went from, my hair is done, my this, that. I was just like, I'm blessed. Yay. You did a call out to the gods of aloha. Yay. And it was really cool. And so I love those little serendipity moments in life. And it just kind of is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry. I talked about our little Hawaiian adventure.
I appreciate it.
It was just like, oh, it was fun.
That's awesome.
Okay, you guys. July 1st. Be there.
Mm-hmm.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
seriously.
Come and join us. We're going to be doing lots of fun things, and I do like full moon releasing where we have bonfires and we get to like write down all the stuff we want to get rid of for the month, and we do new moon vision boards just for the moon cycle, just for the month. We just manifest the things that we want, And those are all free will offerings where we just get together as a community and just start to try and create the things here on this planet that we want to create.
I see with your community, again, smaller town in Wisconsin, and again, we're in Minneapolis, so we get this. I see curiosity. I see the town is curious about what you're doing and the people and the leaders, and I just see them where you might think that they might be like, what, are a little bit more, huh, and they're watching.
Nice.
And they're driving by and they're exploring and they're coming in and they're seeing your goodness. I might be totally wrong, but I don't think I am. So there.
Okay.
Like, right?
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Where do you see the wellness center going? What does 2024 and 2025 look like for the rock shop and the healing store and what you're creating?
Well, I'm thinking that we're going to probably end up needing a bigger space.
Don't say that like that. Say it like, we're going to need a bigger space.
Yeah. So,
everybody, yeah, she did that with a question mark. That's the reason I responded
that
way.
Well, I really love my little studio. I don't want to get attached to things, but I painted a mural on the wall in there when my uncle was passing from pancreatic cancer.
Right.
And created this amazing portal. So when you go in there, it's just like, but Spirit will create that wherever we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Yes.
So, attachments don't serve me.
Well, you can recreate it. Now, could you have two locations?
Anything is possible.
That's okay. I love it.
Yeah, anything is possible. We'll see. I guess, when you're trying to manifest, that's one thing because you want to be definitive. But when you're trying to listen and do what you're guided to do, you kind of got to stay open and see what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mary doesn't know anything about that at all.
I work with that a lot. Now, do you see yourself holding more fairs, like different type of healing fairs? And what's your vision on that?
Yeah, actually, because we have the space. So, I mean, if anybody has any ideas and they want to come forward, and I'm willing to partner with people as well because we do have the yard and the space to do events.
Great.
So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, you guys, that's it. We're done. Gotta go. I'm just kidding. Well, no, we aren't, but I'm just letting you know. Let's Rock Shop, Amory, Wisconsin. Presentwholeness.com is the website. The Holistic Healing Fair is July 1st, 2023, and it's at 543 State Highway 46 in Amory. Your telephone number is 651-494-2070. Did I say it all?
Yes, ma'am.
Be there or be square. Yes. July 1st. Get off the lake. Come on in. Experience some goodness. And I promise you will not be disappointed in any way. On behalf of Brian in Canada, myself, and Mary and Leah Marie, thank you for sharing time with us today. We're honored. And be well. See you soon.
Thank you.